Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter if you haven't already. If you've already subscribed, you don't have to do it again. We got you. Don't worry. We got you. We won't let you get away. And if you haven't subscribed, well, why not? What's the problem? If you're listening to the show, you're probably interested in small businesses. It's free. It costs you nothing. We'll send it to you by email. It's easy as it can be. Subscribing is easy. And guess what? If you decide you don't like it, you want to unsubscribe, that's easier than subscribing. So I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. I hope you go to our website and take advantage of all the free resources that we have there. So many things there that will help you to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. I hope you'll take advantage of it. Also, our blog, don't forget the blog, that's on smallbusinessadvocate.com, or you can go directly to the blog by going to jimsblog.biz. Michael Brooks is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Michael is a micro business expert. He's a home-based business expert. He's a micropreneur expert, and he wants to talk to us about that sector of the marketplace. Michael, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's an honor to be here, and just let me say you do an absolutely wonderful job for small business owners everywhere. I'm really a fan of the show.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Michael. Thank you very much. We try really hard, and one of the things we do is we introduce the audience to really smart people like you who also care about that very important sector of the marketplace. I don't have to tell you how important small businesses are and to all of us, to the economy. And I'm glad that you're focusing on the tiniest of all of us, and the one up, as my friend Rich Galen says, he calls himself the charmed quirk. He said, you know, it doesn't get any smaller than him. And so what's the news? What's the landscape out there looking like now for the micropreneur, the one person shop?
Well, I think micro enterprise, or the term that you use, micropreneur, or a new term that we've kind of come up with that's a little flashier, called nanopreneur.
Yeah, that's a little more 21st century, isn't it?
Force in the United States. And, you know, in today's climate of corporate insecurity, I think today it provides the single greatest vehicle to achieve financial success and a secure future, and also a balanced lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. But it's not for the faint of heart, is it? It's not for people who don't have pretty good grit.
No, it's not for people that don't have a pretty good grip. I caution people that, you know, want to enter the fray. While it's never been easier to start a micro enterprise, you still need discipline, hard work, and a whole heck of a lot of patience, particularly on a shoestring budget.
Well, and you got to want it really bad, don't you?
You have got to want it. I mean, you have, you know, I always recommend that try to find ideas that work around your talents and your passion. Because if you're passionate about what you're trying to do, you're going to work, 1,000% harder than you might otherwise do at an ordinary job.
Well, there are two. I always say, Michael, that small business owners of all sizes live in two universes. One universe, and they're parallel universes. One universe is what you just talked about. The thing that they're doing, the thing that they love, it's either shoestrings or shoestring potatoes. Well, you know, something, whatever it is, battleships, it doesn't matter what you're doing, but it's what you love to do. You know, you wonder why some people decide to be in one industry or another. Maybe it's an industry that you couldn't stand to be in, but they love it. And that's one universe. The other parallel universe is the one that's the same for everybody, and that's the operating of the business of that industry, of that thing that you love. And they're parallel universes, and you gotta love one, and you gotta be good at the other, don't you?
You've either got to be good at the other, or you've got to surround yourself with people, and there's a lot of ways to partner and still be a home-based business, and basically farm out the things that you're either not good at or you simply don't like doing, and that allows you to focus on your passion.
Well, tell us how you surround yourself with people who can do that other universe and still be a micropreneur.
Well, there are a host of services out there, and you can search online, and you can find people that will do. Say you're not good at the bookkeeping end of things.
Right.
There are thousands of bookkeepers out there that will, you know, for a very small fee, where you don't, you know, have to hire a CPA at $500 a month or something like that, that will, you know, take a QuickBooks program and do your books for you.
Well, exactly. And not only the people, but there are, you know, you might even want to do QuickBooks yourself, because the technology, the software, helps you to become an expert in these things.
Well, the software is easier, but if you simply don't like doing it,
right,
like, you know, myself, I don't like doing the accounting end of the thing,
right,
so I farm that out and pay a very small fee to have someone do the accounting, and the, you know, and they just use QuickBooks, and then I get reports at the end of the month, and that allows me to focus on what I do best. And
on your core competencies.
What was that, Jim?
Focus on your core competencies.
Focus on your core competencies. That's
stick to your knitting, right?
Exactly. Stick to your knitting and focus on what you do best. And if there's something that you just don't like doing, and because you don't like doing it, you're going to procrastinate, then I suggest that you find someone. You can still be home-based. You're still your own boss. You're still doing your thing, but you're getting all the other elements in there.
Right. Well, and that's well said, Michael, and that's an excellent plan. And that's why you said earlier that it's never been a better time to be a micropreneur.
That's right. With the partnering opportunities today, with the new technologies, with the software, as you mentioned, they're all now readily available. And starting a micro, small, or home business has been more accessible and less expensive than it ever has been. And as I mentioned a little while ago, you know, with corporate insecurity out there, and if you're willing to work hard, if you're willing to have patience, find that idea that you're passionate about, and then turn that into a part-time business,
mm-hmm,
and come up with a goal, say, over maybe 18 months to replace your full-time income. But you're going to have to work hard. You're going to have to be patient. It does not happen overnight.
Well,
and there's so much out there to help you.
One of the things that I've been saying for a long time now is the reason why there's an explosion in small businesses is because the job security myth has officially been proven to be a myth. After all these years, job security was always a myth, but now everybody knows it's a myth. That, along with the technology that we've been talking about and how the culture is changing, those three things are making the environment very, very conducive and fertile for your tiny, tiny small business. But can you make any money at it? And when we come back, we're going to get Michael to address that for us. And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Michael Brooks is our guest. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend Michael Brooks, another outstanding guy working hard for small businesses. And Michael, give us your website and tell us what you do for your folks.
Okay, my website is the Small Biz Games, and what that is a kind of an
spell that, please.
Small, SmallBizGames. The website is smallbizgames.com.
Okay.
And what the Small Biz Games is, it's a celebration of the spirit of men and women who basically one by one fuel the economy, and they're not often recognized by traditional awards programs out
right,
there
right,
for their accomplishments and contributions. So we have kind of a twofold approach. We're offering free cash prizes if they enter, and we're recognizing the best of the best of these micro enterprises. So we have eight categories where we're offering a $2,000 prize for first place, $1,000 for second, $500 for third.
Wow!
Customized.
Now, what do they have to do? What do they need to do to enter this contest?
They need to go to smallbizgames.com, and at smallbizgames.com, they'll see entry forms, and they just click on that. They can fill out the entry form online completely for free, and that will enter them in. We'll put a gallery profile up there of them, and in addition to that, they get a whole bunch of tools and resources that will help them become more productive and successful in their businesses. We have something we call the Beyond the Box Club, and in the Beyond the Box Club, We give them those tools and those resources, everything from how to write a press release, how to distribute your media, to where to find marketing tactics that are low cost that'll give you the exposure that you that you need to make your business
successful. So anybody out there, anybody who's a tiny small business, a one person, what if they have an employee or two?
Well, our requirements are 4 employees or less.
Okay, so if you're a tiny business, and which I know all about. If you're a tiny business, and I don't know about you, Michael, but I sure have known about that, and then go to Michael's website, smallbizwithazgames.com, and enter the form, enter the contest, and you could win $2,000. You could win $1,000. You could win $500.
Yeah, just a note there, Jim. Everyone's really a winner because the back end is one of the best that has been put together for micro enterprise, where you'll get a password and a username, and you'll get to go in there, and you'll find all sorts of stuff that's just going to be terrific to help you succeed.
I hope you'll take advantage of that, folks. Okay, Michael, can we make any money? Can people make any money as a micropreneur?
They can certainly make money, and as you know, in the small biz games, we are getting applications and entries here from people that are making well over 6 figures, and they're doing it from home, but it doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
Really.
And you can't just open up the door, get a phone number, get a website, and sit on it and wait for the money to come rolling
in.
And
I hear from people all the time. I got a letter the other day from someone that was just basically seeking me out, who'd been in business for about 3 months. And they had a website, and I believe they were selling something like clocks that they were making for home. So I went to the website, and I looked at it, and the stuff is pretty cool. The product is actually pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But she said, no one is visiting my website, so I think I'm going to have to close down.
Oh, no.
Well, that's 90 days, folks. 90 days is not enough. You need to, while I'm not a big believer in business plans for this level of entrepreneur, you do need an action plan.
Right.
You do need a way of testing what's working and what isn't working.
Well, you need a business plan. I think what you're saying is you need a business plan. It just doesn't have to be a 40-pager.
Well, you don't have to go into, the balance sheets and projecting out 5 and 10 years and things like that. You do need a plan, and you do need a vision, and you need to know where you're going, but then you need to focus on how are you going to expose your product or service to your ideal customer, whomever that may be.
And that exposing, folks, that's the marketing part. Because Michael, you can't, as we say, you can't just put a website up there and sit around and wait on the money to come rolling in. You've got to go out. It's easy to get on Cyber Street, but it's not. That's not where it is. You've got to market just like you would if you were doing traditional marketing.
That's exactly right. And I have people come to me all the time that want to start a micro enterprise but don't have any clue as to what it is they want to do. So I always have them do a passion or a talent assessment. What would they want to do if they could have their ideal job? And then I have them go in and study trends and ideas that are working on the internet.
But wait a minute, Michael. I just want to make money, and you want me to read stuff. That's no fun.
Knowledge is power, Jim.
Yeah, it is.
And with that knowledge, and there are a lot of really fun sites out there that you can read, and you can get inspired about something in particular and say, how can I tweak that? How can I borrow that? How could I steal that?
Michael, let me stop you for a second, Michael. I only got 30 seconds left. These get-rich-quick schemes we hear about, make a zillion dollars from home, buy my box or whatever. What do you think about those quickly?
Those are absolutely absurd, and stay away from them.
Yeah.
As I said throughout the show today, you need discipline, you need a good plan, and not a business plan, but a marketing plan. How are you going to expose your business to your ideal customer?
Right.
And stay away from the get-rich-quick schemes. This takes discipline, and it takes patience.
Smallbizgames.com is the website. That's where you can enter the contest. I hope
you
check it out, folks. Well done, Michael. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Jim. It's been an absolute honor.
We'll have you back. Michael Brooks, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, right back with the great Governor Pete DuPont after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administeth.
I can't imagine any...
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.